You're listening to the Canterbury Mornings Podcast with John McDonald from Newstalk ZB.
That David Seymour is a Muppet. David Seymour's a Muppet. I bet that's what the Prime Minister was thinking yesterday when he found himself being asked by reporters whether he agreed with Seymour's view that sushi is woke. The ACT leader and the Associate Education Minister made the claim about sushi or the comment about sushi after he'd announced that the government is revamping the school lunches program by getting back to basics like sandwiches and fruit and saving about $100 million in the process. So out with the butter chicken and the hot meals and in with the sandwiches and a piece of apple and a banana. And I think the government is making a big mistake. And I'll tell you why. I think it's making a big mistake because I'm listening to what the people who really know a thing or two about this are saying. The people at the coalface, the principals and the teachers. I saw one principal on the news last night saying it may have been useful if David Seymour had actually come and spoken to them first about what was and wasn't working before making these changes. Because the schools are saying that for some of these kids, this is the key point for me, the schools are saying for some of these kids, what they get fed at school at lunchtime is the only meal they get all day. Which kind of stops me in my tracks, because look, I'm old school, as you might be. You know, I tend to think that, you know, if I grew up eating lunch and roll sandwiches with a bit of chow chow for lunch at school, why can't other kids? But then, on the other hand, if these lunches are the only meals some kids are getting, then a sandwich and an apple at lunchtime, it's not going to cut it, is it? And I think what this all comes down to is, well, the question it comes down to is whether it is the job of the government to feed kids full stop or just provide them with something to eat at lunchtime when they're at school or preschool as well, because that's another change the government's making. They're also including some early childhood centres in the program. So is it a school lunch program or is it a make sure these kids at least get something to eat program? And in my mind, even though I'm old school and even though a hot meal might seem over the top to most of us, in fact, if I'm honest, almost seems over the top to me. But I think we have to listen to what the schools are saying and we have to accept that this is more than just feeding kids at lunchtime. As for the woke sushi thing, that all started with a social media post by the ACT Party which said, quote, "We'll be doing more with less money to feed kids the fruit and sandwiches, not woke food like quinoa and sushi." And Seymour repeated it when he was talking to journalists at Parliament. And what happened? What happened next? Of course, the journalists all chased down the Prime Minister to see if he agreed with Seymour that sushi is woke. And Christopher Luxon did a pretty good job trying to fob them off. It was obvious, though, he thought Seymour had been a Muppet. Eventually, though, he gave in and told the reporters that he doesn't think sushi and quinoa are woke. At least he didn't trot out the line he's had to use quite a bit recently regarding his coalition partners. You know the one where he says, that's not how I would have said it. So the PM wasn't happy with Seymour. He thought he was a Muppet. Neither is health researcher Boyd Swinburne, who was on with Mike earlier. He's very doubtful about what Seymour is trying to do with the lunch program.
He's going to drop the amount coming to those high school kids and intermediate school kids from 160-odd million for that share of it down to 50 million, yeah, and still have the same quality and still have the same results. That is a big call.
So that was just before 6 on Early Edition. And then about an hour later, just after 7, David Seymour was heading back at that, pretty much saying, what's wrong with a sandwich and a piece of fruit? Here's a bit of it.
The scheme that we have introduced yesterday is going to be putting the same sorts of items in front of kids in schools that are put in the lunch boxes of the other 75% of students in New Zealand who aren't eligible for the school lunch program and never have been under any government. The idea that that's somehow neglectful is frankly offensive to all those other parents and students.
But what David Seymour is missing there, maybe intentionally, maybe not, but what he's missing is that 75% of kids, or that 75% of kids he's talking about, they're the ones who go home after school and do have an after-school snack and do have an evening meal. The other kids, though, the other 25%, according to the schools, they don't necessarily go home for a snack or an evening meal. And I reckon it's appalling that the government is turning its back on those kids. just to save a lousy $100 million.
For more from Canterbury Mornings with John McDonald, listen live to News Talk ZB Christchurch from 9 a.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.